Facebook Showdown!
It's time for Facebook Showdown, where we take real stupid drama from Facebook and social media and then reenact it like a bad soap opera. Welcome back to the Showdown players, Rick Moyer from The Afternoon Show.
Hi, everybody.
And the one and only former co-host of mine, Logan. All right, so I'm sure that you guys are all aware of the slap heard around the world, Chris Rock and Will Smith, that incident at the Oscars. 2 in 3 people say that Will Smith was wrong when he slapped Chris Rock, and 1 in 3 say he was justified, and about 30% think the whole thing was staged and a setup. You know, 30% of the people also think the world is flat. But anyway,
that's true.
It's only natural somebody was going to fight about this on Facebook, which sets us up for today's showdown. Lucas says he's going to block anyone who defends Will Smith's actions, and voila, you have a recipe for a Facebook showdown. I'll play the part of Lucas. Logan, I'd like you to play Andrea and Jillian. Rick, you will be playing the part of Rhett and Dara.
Okay.
In this episode of Facebook Showdown entitled Slappin' the Rock. You're welcome. And begin scene. So I'm blocking anyone on my feed who is defending Will Smith's actions at the Academy Awards. You condone violence, and that makes you a terrible human. Violence is never the answer.
Will Smith is a hero for defending his wife. You treat your wife like crap, Lucas. So it makes sense that you defend Chris Rock. Block me. I don't care.
People are sick of comedians saying horrific things and then hiding it under the umbrella of comedy. Chris Rock is a bully and is the wrong one in this situation. Anyone defending him doesn't support women. I stand with Will.
We're living in a time of neutered snowflakes. Our country once had cojones. The people on this thread need to grow a pair. Good God, when did we get so soft?
So soft. So what are you saying, Rhett? I'm confused. Who are you calling snowflakes? Team Will Smith or Team Chris Rock? Which side do you stand with?
I like that people are now pointing out whose side you want. Yes. I love this. All right.
I stand with Team Who Gives a Crap. My comments were pretty clear. I think both sides suck. Millionaires fighting with millionaires, and that's all the country can talk about? Sad state of affairs we're in.
So I see Rhett wants to be blocked, just like Jillian. Done. I no longer want to see that clown on my feed. He is blocked.
Good. I'm glad you blocked that red guy. What a douche.
I know, right? He was toxic. Well, he's gone now. Glad he's blocked.
I still haven't blocked me, you idiot. Have you always been this smart, Snowflake? Some of you here could use a Will Smith smack attack. Shaking my damn head.
By the way, I would like everybody to know that Rhett was finally blocked after the screenshots were sent in to Facebook Showdown. And end scene. All right. Wow. You know what I love about this whole story is that everybody has an opinion. So you either think he should have been escorted out or arrested or whatever, or you think the whole thing was a setup and a phony, or think, yes, he defended his wife and he was in the right. And then you got people that say, who cares?
Right.
They care enough to post who cares on social media. And so in fact, they do care.
You know, my opinion is that I think a bunch of the celebrities there should have ganged up on Will Smith.
They should have just
taken him down.
They should have just went and had like a, what was that Will Ferrell movie? The news one.
Oh, like an Anchorman?
Anchorman, like an Anchorman actor fight. You know, they'll start bringing out like chains and maces. And where did Brick get a Triton?
Oh, yeah.
Steve Carell runs out with a Triton. That escalated quickly.
Right?
Facebook Showdown!